Hey guys, welcome to the Black and Bold podcast. I'm Luxon.
I'm Nishan.
And we're going to be talking about our time so far in the new semester.
All right, so Luxon, how has it been like for the spring semester so far?
Honestly, spring semester, it has been going pretty well for me. Like, life overall has been nice. Classes, four I'm messing with. One, which is bio, I'm not really too fond of, but I'm going to get the credit regardless. So, you know, I'm doing all right, I guess. Can't complain.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of into bio. Yeah, we have the same class, just like different times. But I'm
for real.
I'm kind of into it because they mentioned animals and now it kind of brought me. It got my attention. Yeah,
it appealed to your interest in animals.
Yep.
Dang, with Fry, right?
Yep.
Fry's a chill dude. I like his class. I feel like his lectures are a bit fast-paced. I feel like I'm scribbling to write down his notes the whole class, but he's an all right dude.
The notes are easy, though.
Yeah, the outline is given to us, which I really appreciate, but, you know, if you miss something, then you have to ask someone. He doesn't really post the notes. So that is a drawback of having outline notes.
I'm not going to lie, though. You're expected to take the notes in class, though.
Yeah.
The only thing is that you can't really be late.
Yeah.
Because then you'll miss out.
If you're late, you can't fill out the index card. No notes paper. Actually, does he leave the notes paper? I think he does.
I'm not sure what
he does. But, like, you'll be behind regardless if you're late. Which would not be good
in that class. There's the lab, though. The lab is kind of iffy for me right now. But
how was your first day for lab?
It was fine. It's not like we did anything.
Yeah, but it was kind of like syllabus week for lab. It was just introduction, like, hey, this is what lab's going to be. I'm going to need you to take a lab safety quiz so you can come in next week and we can actually do the lab. I feel like my TAs for lab are, they're chill dudes. I like them.
Yeah, I have a solid roster, but at the same time, I'm predicting what it's going to be like. This is a bunch of chem shit, probably.
Yeah. But I read through the manual a little bit for the first lab, and I don't think it's going to be too crazy, but it is going to be lengthy. We are going to be using those full 2 hours from that 6 to 8 p.m.
to 8?
For me, at least. Ooh. What's your lab time?
11 to 1.
11 to 1. What?
On Thursday. Damn. Yeah, and that's my only class.
On Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a bit of a weird time, but it's nice that's your only class of the day. But you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that I'm at least taking 11:02 and I'm not taking 11:07 like some people I've been hearing
that.
About. Because I've heard only bad things about 11:07. Horror stories, nightmares. Yeah. We're not going to get into that because that's not really my class.
Yeah, but English, though, that's the one I'm not with. I'm not fucking with.
You're not fucking with English?
I'm not going to lie. 2.5. Nah, it's like almost like 3 hour class. 3:35 to 6:05. That's crazy.
That's because you got the lab. And the lab shouldn't even be that long for real. I don't know.
I don't know why they even have a lab in the beginning.
They shouldn't have a secondary class for English. I feel like that's ridiculous and unneeded, in my opinion.
Like, what are they testing? Metaphors and similes?
Exactly. They're trying to really just analyze your writing style. Trying to really just look into all your mannerisms and all your habits.
Concoct a fucking
trying to break you down
passage.
Bro.
Yeah, but it's like I'm not on that. I'm not gonna lie, and I don't even dislike English as a subject. It's just not like this.
Yeah, bro. What are you learning so far in English, if you are learning anything? Pretty early.
We had to read a passage for homework. We had to read a passage about history and shit.
You reading about history in English? Really?
No, it's not about... It's like I don't know if it's a creative writing piece, but it's like a guy describing the concept of history itself in the past.
Oh, okay. Okay. Where? Is it 10:07?
Yeah.
That's pretty chill. I fucked, because I had 10:07 last semester, and I fucked with the class. I fucked with the seminar part of the class. Let me be specific. I'm not going to lie. Studio, lab, you could suck a dick. I'm not going to lie. It's not for me. Not for me. Yeah. I feel like it's unneeded, and I hope in the future and in the future classes that they have for lab or seminar, they get rid of the thing entirely. And I think before they kind of like had like your seminar and your studio with the same teacher, and I kind of hope that they go back to that, because having two different teachers in two different locations is, I'm not gonna say it's a lot, but it definitely doesn't need to be done for English especially.
Yeah. Shit, I'm not gonna lie, the studio isn't in the same classroom and it's so out of the way from my dorm, it's gonna be a grind. But damn it, I'm ready for these classes. I am full on point with these homework assignments and shit.
We gonna get this credit, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I am on my academic weapon shit this semester. And I have been last semester, but I'm more locked in. Yeah, like, for real. I'm more put together this semester. I feel like things are going good for me. I'm developing good habits, breaking old bad habits, and I'm just coming together into my manhood, if you will, or just growing as a person.
Fucking hell, man.
I mean, I am a man. I'm growing into my manhood in the hood. Nah, I'm playing. But yeah, I am definitely growing as a person, I feel.
Yeah, like character development.
Exactly. We'd love to see that. Like, but, you know, I was actually about to take chem instead of bio.
Why?
Bro, because...
You were about to make a huge mistake.
Listen, from my memory of chem in high school, I was fucking with it. Because, like, I had this teacher. He was mad chill. We had an understanding. Like, I got an A in that class. The work was very light. But I knew that it probably wasn't going to be the same in UConn. But I was assuming, since I already did so well in high school, I would at least do a little bit decent in college chem. But I'm glad that I learned about this Bio 1102 you put me on.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm glad I was able to swap into that class, because I feel like it's definitely more manageable, 1102.
Definitely. The other two classes I have... Well, I have three, technically. One is a pep band class that I just came from while we were making this video. But, shit, like, it's fun. I will say that. Once a week, 7 to 9. Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Indeed.
Timing isn't great, but at the same time, you know what? I don't have a class yet. The studio isn't happening until next week.
Are there any other classes you're taking?
Math 1071, that one's all right. It's not that bad. Mm-hmm. And the last one is... Econ, which is, honestly, I have the same teacher. He's kind of a hard grader. But at the same time, it's not as bad as last semester. But that's also because I'm putting more effort into it.
That schedule sounds pretty calm. Fuck with that schedule. But for my schedule, aside from bio, I'm doing psych this semester. I want to explore a different field, and I always wanted to learn more about the brain and I guess, myself. So, going into the psych class, I'm not going to say I had high expectations, but I definitely wanted to learn a thing or two about psych. And so far, I would say that the readings are lengthy, but I am liking some of the content that I am learning, and it is just nice exploring another field. But another class that I have is, I have math, which is pretty simple. I have 1020, if I remember correctly, and it's like elementary math, and I just need one math class to fulfill my major path, I guess, or my requirements for my major. Another class that I have is ecology. I wasn't expecting myself to take that class. I needed something in my schedule and it was there, and I was kind of like pressed for time and I went on Rate My Professor. If y'all don't use that, y'all definitely should look at y'all professors beforehand so you don't walk in blind. But I went to Rate My Professor. I looked at the teacher. I was like, okay, it's pretty calm class. Looked at the description. I was like, I could probably do this. And I was right. Like, the class is easy. Teacher is super dope, super chill. He used to teach in Hawaii, and he's really like,
word.
Yeah, he's really like down to earth. I fuck with him. He's pretty chill. But his last name is McAssie, which I found pretty funny when I saw that in Husky CT. I did chuckle a little bit, but
yeah, that's he's a middle schooler.
Yeah, he's overall a chill dude. We're learning about evolution and biodiversity.
Yo,
but I'm not gonna lie. Dope. Every time I hear the word Homo erectus in class, I have to chuckle.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's the child in me. And I'm sorry.
Homo erectus.
I know. It's real. There was one time in class where he said Homo erectus, and then he said long, and then he paused, and then I was trying to hold it in, but I let out a bit of a loud chuckle or a bit of a loud laugh, but nothing too disruptive.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Is that Homo erectus
for real?
Long.
It's such a funny term.
Why did they have to do that?
I can't tell you, bro.
Yo, it's that sounds the class like all things else. It sounds pretty dope.
Mm.
Yo, I remember this one time I was at Chipotle, and this dude, I don't even remember if I said it in episode one, but shit, I'm gonna say it again. Fucking, there was an order. The name was Hugh. And the last name was Jasshole. And then, like, I read it. And then, like, the boss Jose read it too. We just started, like, chuckling, like, so much. It was so funny.
Just that little childish sense of humor.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Mike Hawk.
Yeah. There are a lot of names. There's Dixie Normus. There's a lot, bro. I can't think of all of them off the top of my head, but
imagine,
they're a good couple.
There is definitely someone in this world named Mike Hunt.
Oh, God.
That is so unfortunate.
Yeah. What a poor, poor existence. But another class that I have right now that I'm taking is sociology. That class is also pretty calm. The trend for the classes this semester is to generally be calm, be manageable, be easy, because I am taking some back-to-backs, and I want to be able to have my brain to work for those classes. I don't want to be fried like I was on the first day. Because on the first day for bio, not going to lie, my butt was kicked. Like,
word.
Right in those, I wasn't expecting handwritten science,
note
outlines.
That.
I knew there was an outline, but I didn't know it was going to be that rigorous in class. But I kind of adjusted accordingly, and now I feel like I could take the notes quick enough to where I'm not behind. So
yeah, it's nothing bad.
We chilling. We cooling. Yeah.
You know, so outside of classes, like, let's just talk about UConn life in general. How things been, like, you know, campus life, just dorm life and shit like that?
Honestly, stuff is pretty regular. Nothing has really changed much from last semester, I guess. Like, everything's kind of remained the same in my life, I guess. I mean, there have been some lifestyle changes for me, but stuff like environmentally has kind of remained the same for me.
There were mad people from my dorm who just got up and left.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
They wasn't fucking with it?
Yeah. One of my neighbors right across from me, he was this dude, like, I don't know, he was rich, his parents were rich, and would give him, like, I heard $10,000, basically.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he would, like, use it to buy fucking clothes and then resell them.
I'm like, oh, what?
So, nah, you know what was funny, though? They said, like, this is one of my other neighbors talking, like, he had all the juice on everyone.
Bro,
but shit, like, he was like, I said juice, not tea, but shit,
yeah. All the tea, the juice, the snacks, the drinks, the water, all that shit.
Yeah, like, this man, nigga would buy, like, a sweatshirt or something or whatever for, like, fucking $300, mm-hmm. No, $400,
$400,
and then he'd sell it for $420. So then he,
that number is funny, but
so then he'd only make $20 off of it.
That is. It was a. That's not how you make a profit.
That is not how you make a profit. Yeah,
that is a shit businessman, I guess.
Yeah, he didn't know anything. He was in econ too. Is that a salesman?
This is a shit person that sells clothes. Yeah. Doesn't know what they're doing.
He was trying to recruit me or something to help sell his shit, and he said he'd give me like $500.
I mean, was trying to get you on the team.
I was like, yo. I was like, no, like I didn't say no, but I was like, okay. Dang.
How much, if you were to be on a team, how much would he have paid you?
He said 500, but also 500 the same person.
Monthly? Weekly?
Whenever. I don't remember what it was. But my friend told me that like this dude tried to buy like a joint from him and didn't get the money. He didn't get his money from him.
What?
Like he was trying to the same dude who was trying to recruit me and shit like that. He tried buying a joint from the guy that told me about him. About him selling the clothes and shit like that. Mm. He tried buying a joint from him, and it cost him like $90, all right? Mm. He didn't pay him until like the end of the semester, and he only gave him $70.
What?
Now, to be fair, my friend did, the other guy did say that he's trying to just scam him. Like, he's just trying to give him a bad joint, yeah. But he still did owe him $90.
All right, bro, that's kind of ridiculous, but...
Yo, you know it's ridiculous? Whoa. After he told me he fucking, about, fucking selling shirts and making money, the dude I'm talking about, he went to Florida and just left. He just never came back. That was the last time I ever saw him.
Wow. That's a funny story, but low-key, I'm trying to get on some tight... I'm trying to get on the type of timing where I'm selling clothes too and getting profit off it. Because I have been talking to some sources, some people. And, you know, I do have some extra clothes and I'm trying to sell them off Depop. If y'all know what that is, you know what I'm saying? It's a place to sell your clothes or buy clothes. The cheap, you know what I'm saying?
Well, just make sure it's not just the net gain of $20.
Yeah. Some of the shirts that I have, I've gotten for free, so I'd definitely be getting a lot more than $20. So if I price them accordingly, then I'll be netting in a good amount of cash.
Yo, you know the other neighbor I was talking about.
Oh, hold up. Before we talk about it, I feel like we should wait for him. He's a special case.
Yeah, he's a special case. Yeah. Maybe he's for another episode.
Yeah, maybe. But you remember when we were talking with Lavelle? Shout out to Lavelle, our homie. Mm-hmm. But she was telling us that, once you, I guess, sign the contract for UConn, you can't leave during the semester. You have to wait.
Sell your soul to the devil.
You really have to wait the full year out. I did not know that until she told us that, because she actually tried to leave and she wasn't. I guess she wasn't allowed to, I guess. I think that was the case. And, since she already, paid for the year, she had to stay, basically.
Yeah, I'll
see. She was, binded.
Money. Shit.
Dang.
Yo, man actually left, and so he probably has to pay. You're going to pay for the rest of the year. Mm. And shit. But he has money, like I said.
Yeah. My man got a bank.
Yo, I think he's trying to be, trying to sell all his clothes and shit. He's trying to make money off of that.
Mm-hmm. He lucky. I don't know why he's trying to do that. His parents literally gave him $10,000, right?
Yeah.
My man is chilling.
That's what I'm saying.
About to say, he's literally doing work for no reason.
Yo, my dorm is fucked up because people be destroying shit. There was a hole in the bathroom wall.
Damn.
Someone punched a hole in the bathroom wall and I saw him
do it.
What
y'all got going on? Damn, y'all got anger problems? Got punching shit?
You got the drunkies on one side of the whole dorm.
Fucking drunken rages.
Fucking smells like weed the whole time. Like smells dope.
Bro, Northwest Dining place. Near the door smelled like weed. I was like, oh, they smoking tonight. Oh, yeah.
That kush.
Oh, yeah, that good shit.
Yo, it's funny whenever it happens, though. Like, it smelled horrible, though. This dude... Yo, it's all interconnected. Yeah. The same dude who was who was selling the joints and stuff like that. Yo, he tried he's the one who always be smoking. It smells stank so bad that he went up to the girls' like floor, like the fourth floor. We're on the third floor of my dorm, and he took like a so he basically asked for some like air freshener or Febreze or some shit. Sprayed the whole ass like fucking place, and I think a quarter of the can was gone by the time he was finished.
Yo, my man was chiefing it. Yeah, that's crazy.
He didn't even give the can back to them. They came downstairs knocking on his door for it.
That's such a dickhead move, bro.
Yo, everyone bro. On my floor is a fucking ass.
Bro, I don't understand why people smoke mad weed in the fucking dorms, bro. Like, we literally have designated spots on campus to smoke the shit, dog.
There was niggas blowing.
Like, I know y'all trying to do y'all thing. Y'all trying to smoke. Y'all trying to chill out. Whatever it may be. But, like, dog, please don't, like, try to, like, stink up the dorms with this shit. Because I'm not going to say that shit is nauseating to me, but it is nauseating to some people. So you got to be considerate type shit. And no one wants to have their whole floor smell like weed 24/7. Like, my nigga, we have designated smoke spots on campus around. You know, do what you got to do, bro. But just try to keep it outside, my brother.
It was niggas. This niggas was like blowing weed right next to the smoke detector.
Niggas is stupid, bro. Bro, I think there was a fire alarm in Buckley. Nigga, you know what caused it?
Weed?
Not weed, actually.
What?
Someone fucking burnt mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on the story.
Nigga, how the fuck do you burn mac and cheese?
There was no cheese in that.
Exactly.
You burned
niggas have
noodles.
A fourth grade education and can still do that shit, bro.
How are you in college and you fucking... How you...
Exactly.
Annihilate a fucking bowl...
Exactly. My nigga, it's only three steps, bro. You should be ashamed of yourself. It's only three steps.
Yo, take away his education. He
exactly,
don't...
bro.
Yeah. Shit, nah, if you don't get no education, you won't know better, though.
Yeah, that's how he learns. Hopefully he, later in the year, he won't do no nut shit like that. Who's to say it was even a he? I'm not even knowing.
UConn
Let me
story,
not assume gender.
UConn story be crazy sometimes. It'll be like half of the time it's fucking boring ass shit. It's just like repeated shit all over again. Mm. Or sexual shit.
Yeah. It's horniness.
Yeah, fucking corny as hell.
Yeah.
Like the other 47% is just like asking about fucking classes that you'll never take or you don't take at the moment. Mm-hmm. And the like remaining 3% is actual crazy shit.
Yeah. There are a lot of hot takes.
Yeah, I remember there was like two guys beefing at it.
Yeah, I saw that. Like there was dead ass like snapping back to each other.
Why y'all beefing on a group story?
Exactly, on the UConn 2026 Snapchat story. I'm mad confused.
So dumb. It was like...
About to say.
And people were picking sides, too.
About to say, nigga, you have class in 5 minutes. What are you doing with your time?
Yeah, it'd be funny, but like... Yeah, like, just, you know, back on subject... What have you been doing? Actually, you know what? Changing the topic. Mm-hmm. What have you been doing, like, just in general, like, to keep yourself good, like, you know,
like
self-care,
lifestyle
shit?
Changes and shit like that.
Yeah,
self-care. All right, let's get to the self-care section of the podcast. Okay. I guess I can say that I've been going to the gym more frequently, and I have been an early riser. Like so far, since the beginning of the semester, I can confidently say that I have been going to the gym Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. every day within those 4 days. So I have been consistent on my gym grind, really on my purpose. Going into the year on some good spirits, I'm going to keep it going, keep it consistent, keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Hitting all the muscle groups that I need to hit. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, taking my rest days as I need them and just overall just being consistent in the gym and just putting in that work. Like, if you go to the gym, you don't have to pick up the heaviest weight. You don't have to, like, overbear yourself.
Yeah, don't kill yourself.
Exactly. Don't kill yourself. Do something manageable. Don't think that's embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? You got to first learn to control the weight, and then you gradually increase the weight until you get higher and higher in the weights. That's how you that's how you do shit, probably.
To be honest, for someone who's self-conscious, the gym is probably one of the best places because, believe it or not, this is like one of the few places where nobody gives a shit about what you do or exactly. how you look.
Especially if you go early, too.
Just on the grind, man.
There's a lot less people if you go early because, like, 6 a.m. when I go, I wake up, I head in there. It's, if I had to put it in numbers, it's probably a comp 70.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Yeah. It,
compared to the daily occupancy in the gym, that's pretty good.
Midday, it's like, at night, it's actually bad. On Friday nights, it's not bad, but any other night is bad. Like, right now, like, as we're talking, it's about, actually, it's closed right now, but, like, if it were around 9 p.m., that shit would be packed.
Yeah, you check that shit on the app, bro. That shit going 50, 60. Like, bro. Bro, all the gym rats is coming out at night. Like, bro.
You're never going to see it, like, under 10% because there's just I'm too saying. Many people. But I've seen, like, 13%. Yeah. Like, it's
the
nice.
Lowest you'll get, like, at the best time, I guess the morning kind of will probably be 16, 17. That's what I've seen.
It's really nice when you can go to, like, a fucking rack machine or even like weights and there's like no line.
Exactly. Just any equipment.
I don't need to ask anyone like are you finished using this equipment? Like or yeah, how many like, more sets you got?
Can I get that after you? Like can I work in with you? You could just avoid that, which is pretty chill. Yeah. I mean I have no problem talking to people, but I would much rather just get straight into the exercise that I'm doing.
Yeah, but for me personally, I'm not as, like, rigid of a schedule. Like, for me, I've started going in the mornings because it's just the best way to start your day. You end up feeling good about yourself. Like, you know.
You feel so accomplished.
Yeah, you feel accomplished. Yeah. You're more energized. You know, I've noticed that I don't have to sleep as often as, like, I used to. And also, it's just motivation. Like, if I go in the morning, then I don't have to deal with it, like, later in the day. True. Like, beforehand, I'd be going, like, in the, like, evening around 5 later. And there'd be times I'd be, like, there when it closes. But it's really hard to motivate yourself when it's at the end of the day and you're fucking tired and you're at the dorm.
You've been through all your classes. You've been through all your social interactions.
It's like you're not doing it for anything.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, once that gym hits, like, I usually do it a little bit later between 7 and 8:30. That's when I usually get there.
That's it, like breakfast time.
That's when people are there, but at the same time, it's like I don't have anything that early, so it's not like it bothers me that much. Yeah. Even though having like no lines at the equipment, like I said, is still a W, but it's like it's okay when it comes to early in the morning because I get it. Yeah. People want to get their shit done early out of the way. For me, going to breakfast after a workout is very rewarding.
Exactly, bro. I just love walking into North, getting my omelet, you know what I'm saying?
It's fulfilling.
All my toppings. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, it's like, shit, I can eat like a fucking horse.
I feel like going to the gym earlier is definitely more beneficial for you and definitely, I'd say easier on your schedule. Although you do have to be kind of disciplined to kind of go that early and just wake yourself up, self-motivate yourself to get dressed, brush your teeth, do all that. It is rewarding in the end if you do it. But for my 6 a.m. people, one thing that I do like to see when I go to the gym at like 6 and when I leave, because when I get there, it's kind of dark. It's like, it's not pitch black, but it is dark and the moon is still out, but when I leave, it's kind of like daytime, and it's nice brighter. Just seeing that shift from night to day. It's nice. It's nice seeing that shift.
Word, I feel you. Like, I always start off like basically with benching. Well, most days. The only days I really don't is when it comes to leg day. Mm-hmm. Every 3 days, I take a break. I just like the consistency of that schedule. Mm. Like, for me, it's push, pull, legs, break. There'll be times where, like, I might not take the break and just save it to the end of the week. Mm-hmm. But, like, for the sake of consistency, I typically do every 3 days. I don't need to be in there, like, seven days a week.
Mm. Okay. Okay. For the second part of this self-care section, Let's get into a little bit of hygiene or just general upkeep for yourself on this. Dang, we should have done this on Wednesday. It could have been Wellness Wednesday. Damn, missed opportunity. Fuck it, it's a terrific Tuesday. Hey. But for hygiene, I'll start with brushing your teeth. Brushing your teeth, you should be doing that morning, night. Because you wake up in the morning, you got that morning breath. You want people to be smelling that. Brush your teeth. You may have food in your mouth from last night. Just to make sure, brush your teeth in the morning and in the night. Because, you know, you've been eating throughout the day. Brush all that out before you go to sleep. And sleep with a nice minty mouth. You feel me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mouthwash, too. Floss, you know what I'm saying? Really get in there. Get in all the crevices, all the burrows, just everything. Mm-hmm.
All the burrows.
Fuck it. We get everywhere. Next, let's get into showering. These are three parts of the body that people usually miss when they're showering that people should really hit. One is the neck.
Oh, okay.
People don't really get the neck as they should. Like, really get in there, the neck region, you know what I'm saying? Get the side, the back, just the whole neck. Two, I would say, is behind the ear, you know what I'm saying? You really got to scrub there. People don't really realize that's an area to clean. They kind of neglect it, and shit kind of just, like, builds up and kind of accumulates.
The skin, dead skin cells.
Yeah, so just clean behind your ear, get that real nice. And I do have a fourth one, but for the third one,
don't.
I would say just like, I actually have five. The third one, I would say just get your chest, you know what I'm saying? Your chest region. I feel like people do get that, but just put a little bit of extra love there. Fourth one, I would say I'll make this kind of two and one. Get your back and get your feet. Like, scrub your feet for real. Like, get in there. Fifth one. This is probably one of the most important ones. People listen. Everyone listening. All my people on the podcast. Wipe your ass.
Yeah, dude, ass. That was all we were waiting for.
Listen, y'all don't want to be labeled as stank, but you know what I'm saying? Get in there. The water is not going to do the job for you people. I know there are some stinking people on campus. I have heard stories. I'm not going to say no names because I'm not even like that. But listen, people, you gotta wipe your butt. I'm not going to get too in detail, but do what you got to do, bro. Keep yourself clean.
Yo, here's my self-care advice. Yo, speaking of stank, some people be stanky as all hell in class, and it bothers me.
For real. How you just roll out of bed and reek and decide to put on clothes and go to class?
Like, it's like they don't even try doing anything. Like, if you slap on deodorant, it's not ideal.
It's not helping you, buddy. It's not doing its job properly.
Yeah, but it's like, fucking hell. It's like, I get it. Like, you know, people have their reasons. Like, you know, we all chilling.
Nah, people shouldn't even have their reasons.
People don't have their reasons.
That's disgusting.
I don't know why I even said that. Yeah. There's no excuse. It's unacceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, I get it. People are, like, lazy. Like, I'm lazy, too. But it's like, I'm not trying to get out here smelling.
It's like damn, bro. You really want to be a stinking-ass nigga? Like, for real? This is what you want your life to be?
If you're going to dress like a hobo going to class, yeah, at least smell like a fucking celebrity. Exactly.
Smell like a princess, bro.
Like, yeah, smell good. Smell like royalty, man.
Yes, Lord.
Because then that'll get rid of the looks issue. Yeah. Because no one cares about how... Like, exactly.
Give you some points. You know what I'm saying?
Not many people care about how you look unless you're fucking butt-ass naked.
Exactly. But you could do things to improve upon your looks. You know, clothing and things of that nature. Hygiene and things of that nature. Other things. You could do things to help beautify yourself, I guess. But one thing with the shower, you don't really want to be doing it with your hands and, like, soap. Because your hands is not really going to get in there. It's not going to thoroughly clean your body. It's not going to deep clean you. You want to get something to exfoliate your body, like a loofah or an exfoliating sponge, just to really just... scrub, get all the dirt and grime off your body, and just, you know what I'm saying, keep you clean, like, actually. So I would say invest in either a loofah or a exfoliating sponge, just something to really get in there. You feel me?
Yo, I have an Italian Greek friend. Like, he said he wanted to get waves.
Oh, that is completely random.
Okay. It is absolutely random. I just thought of that. That right now. That is
cool, though. Hey, no disrespect. I respect my brother. Hey, yo, but
speaking. Cool. But speaking of hair, like a segue and shit like that.
Segue. Talk
like,
to me.
Fucking. There's like a bunch of like hair like programs at UConn. Not hair programs, but you know, hair care.
Exactly.
Clubs and exactly. Shit like that.
We got U-Curls, people. Check out U-Curls. Shout out U-Curls.
Yeah, if you're cool from peoples. UConn. Of course. But, you know, there's also, like, hair products and shit like that.
Exactly.
You don't want to have some dry, like, if you, especially, like, if you're a brother or sister like us, you don't want fucking dry-ass hair.
Exactly. Invest, if you're a brother or sister like us, my people, my brothers and sisters, let me speak to you personally now. Y'all got to get on point with that black-owned products, because they're for us, made by black people, for black people. So get on the products. They may be a little bit pricey, but the investment is definitely worthwhile. Definitely invest some time and some money and do a little bit of research on your products, because them products, if used correctly, them bitches hit. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna lie, for the straight hair folks, like, unfortunately, I don't got nothing for you because I do not have straight hair.
For real. I got that curly hair. But there's products for y'all. Y'all do y'all research, too. You know what I'm saying? Stay clean, hygiene, all that good stuff.
Yeah, check out some of, like, the white
niggas. Oh, yeah. This is kind of random, but I remember seeing a TikTok of this girl. She was doing a TikTok, and she was kind of, like, recording her boyfriend. He was like in the bathroom, but he was fully clothed. Hold on.
Pause.
Don't think like that. Hold on. Yeah, it was they weren't obviously gonna show anything TikTok. Duh. But she was asking him, "Did you just shower?" He was like, "Yeah, I just showered." And then she was like, "What did you use?" He said water. I was like, "What? Am I gonna?" And she was like, what did you use? And he was like, water. And when I saw that video, bro, I'm not going to say that inspired me. I'm just going to say that disgusted me. Because my people, water is not going to clean you.
It's not a disinfectant.
I know that's not the norm, or that's not the general thing done by people, just only using water, but like, Get your soap, get your body wash, get something to clean your body. Just really get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely doesn't matter what products you get. Some shits are bad. Like, you don't get cheap shit.
You could have just the most Dollar Tree hygiene products. Get something to clean your body, bro. Get some Suave. Get some Irish Spring.
All I don't say joints. Dollar Tree, because some of that shit, it doesn't.
No,
work.
I'm not saying Dollar Tree to be your top choice, but get something is the point I'm trying to make. At least clean yourself, because water is not going to do the job.
I mean, but also make sure you're not getting something that does nothing, because then it's a waste of money.
True. Because but something is better than nothing. So,
sure.
Yeah. But listen, another one for the self-care section. I would have to say, this is a very important one. Just talking to yourself, this mindset, just like having positive chats with yourself, affirmation.
What you've been doing.
Making yourself feel good.
Like, you give yourself like confidence speeches and shit like that?
Yeah, I'll be talking to myself, I'll be feeling myself type stuff, you know, self-confidence, that's good to have. I'll be saying, yo, you can do this. I'll really be talking to myself in between sets when working out too. Because, you know, just get that little boost, you know what I'm saying? You got this. You know, you get this last pump, get this last rep, do what you got to do. And then when I be talking to myself, I be getting energy. I be getting it done.
You should be your biggest fan. Like, that's my advice. Like, you should be your biggest fan. You should always be, like, backing yourself up. You know, don't be fucking, like, an arrogant, pretentious douche.
Biggest fan and biggest critic.
Yes.
Yes.
That is.
Remember that part too.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, if you're good at something, like, or you know you can handle this, just go for some. Sometimes you just gotta go for shit. Don't be like too nervous, especially when it comes to college. This, like, you'll have probably the most freedom you'll ever have for the rest of your life. Mm. Like, you basically are like, it sounds kind of weird being 18, like, you know, how you're too old to be considered a child, but also too young to be considered a regular adult. Mm-hmm. But an 18-year-old in college, or just, well, a teenager in college in general, you have, like, more freedom than a child. Mm-hmm. You have way less, basically no restrictions, but you also don't have the same responsibilities as, a full-fledged adult. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to this shit, not be crazy, but step out of your boundaries, like, try new things. Like, mm-hmm. you probably won't have these opportunities again. There's a bunch of shit that presents itself at college.
For real. And additionally to talking to yourself and self-gratitude, I would have to say setting goals for yourself is definitely important as well. Just, like, they don't have to be major goals, but even just, like, mini goals that you have throughout the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to get, for example, I'm trying to get my psych work done by the end of the day. Just set that goal, try to get it done, and try to stay consistent on your goals.
Keep a planner.
And just exactly keep your planner. Yeah, I completely fucked that up. Keep a planner. You know, journal, do what you gotta do, plan, schedule, execute, all that good stuff.
Yeah, basically, like, you know, just consistency is key. Like, this shit comes easier when you're consistent. We're learning that right now. You know, just make sure you track down all your wins and all that shit. Like, have goals. Because if you don't have a goal, then what are you striving for? You're not really aiming anywhere.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, if you don't have, like, an aim, it's like, how likely are you to hit the target?
Exactly. We don't want to be ambitionless,
pretty much,
basically. Yeah,
yeah. But like I said, to wrap things up, fucking just take care of yourself. Like don't let yourself go in college. This is probably the best 4 years you're gonna, well, four, say 8 or 12 or whatever, how long the fuck you're staying there.
Exactly.
But
make the best.
It's probably gonna be the most freedom, the best 4 years of your life and shit like that. And, yeah, it's just time to take full advantage of it. And that's my goal that's my major goal. So take advantage of college to make sure that I didn't waste my time here doing, like, stuff, like, or missing out on opportunities. Mm. I don't want to feel regret.
Exactly. Listen, people, college is what you make it.
Pretty much.
So if you want to make it a bad time, it's going to be a bad time. But if you really want to see the upside, the stuff, and really be optimistic about things, then it's going to be a good experience for you. So just keep staying positive, you know what I'm saying? And just enjoy your college experience.
Enjoy your time, you know, always, like, stay diligent, though. Like, college isn't just there for the academic things. Like, a bunch of the benefits are social. So, like, you know, like, just like I've been saying, like, past couple of times, just take full advantage of what you got, you know? Keep yourself, like occupied, motivated, like, and keep yourself happy most of all.
Yeah. But on that note, we're going to wrap up the podcast, guys. I'm Luxon.
I'm Nishan.
And have a good-ass day.